Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is the week of the 2020 NFL draft. And of course, that means that we're going to be getting some source news, some source information about the Steelers and the upcoming 3-day selection process. I'm Jeff Hartman from Steel Curtain Network. Joining me on this source podcast, Dave Schofield. What's up, Dave? How's it going?
Not too much, Jeff. Just anything that comes out that's sourced information the week of the draft,
yeah.
You're like, oh, what's that? And you perk up a little bit higher now, I do believe.
Absolutely. And Monday, the day that this is being recorded and published on our audio side of our podcast feed, this was the same day that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan had their pre-draft press conference. This is important to note because they were asked about this. Now, let's talk about the source information first. Our source called me up and said, listen, from inside the organization, they are telling me that several teams have already called the Steelers asking, what is it going to take for the 20th overall draft pick in the 2024 NFL draft? So in other words, would the Steelers trade back? They could. Omar Khan was specifically asked about trading back in the press conference. And I believe, Dave, you'll probably have the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, I would hate to pass on a really good player, and that's going to be something they're going to have to weigh. This does not mean, just because teams are calling, does not mean that the Steelers are, in fact, going to trade back. It just means that there are people that would love to move up. Those last 12 teams, they would be interested in that 20th pick. Dave, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, teams need to be doing their due diligence.
Yeah,
and I actually watched this today that was out on X. I think it was Adam Schefter put it out there. It showed the draft room of the GM of the Cardinals when they traded down from the third spot, and then when they traded back up to where I can't even remember which spot it was.
Right.
And they took Paris Johnson Jr. last year. It was intriguing because you get on one call, yes, no, not working. We're on to the next, and it's crazy. So you got to have those connections of teams that have an idea if it's going to be possible or not. So teams have called to see what the Steelers are going to do. Then Omar Khan says what he does today about, hey, it's going to be hard for us to pass up a good player if that's what's sitting there staring us in the face at 20. To me, that's almost taking your price and driving it up a little bit by the way you do it. And these could be calls asking about it. And they're like, oh, wow, the Steelers, they're not going to do it for anything less than this. Oh, well, I could move to 19 and it's not going to really cost me anything else. So it's good to know that these calls have been made and the Steelers might have some options. But at the same time, they might also say, let other teams know that are calling about different places where we might be a little bit too expensive for teams to actually look at the Steelers then.
And it, what was really interesting too, because you brought up the Arizona Cardinals situation, and he was asked, Omar Khan, that is, about trading up in terms of when do these deals typically get done? And he said that most of them are done well before it's your turn to pick, before you're on the clock, is how he termed it. And so they said, well, what about last year when you traded up to get Broderick Jones? And he said, well, that was pretty close to when we were on the clock that they had to make that call. But again, these teams that are interested in moving up, we've been saying this for weeks now. Buffalo at 28 would be a perfect fit to move up to 20 because they need a wide receiver. And there's probably going to be some good receivers still on the board, and they might not want to wait until the second round or day two to get a draft receiver. That's just an example. But if Buffalo calls up Omar Khan on Monday of the draft, says, what's it going to take? What does Omar Khan say? It's going to take your first. It's going to take a second. Or is it going to take, you know, another pick later in the draft? I don't know. This is going to be really interesting. But I do believe Omar Khan when he said it will be tough to pass up a player that we really like. So the question that I run through my head is if Graham Barton, who we know from our source that they love Graham Barton, they think he is the number one center prospect on their board, according to our source. And now you have some other people like Andrew Filippone jumping on that same train, calling it breaking news. We've been telling you this for weeks now. If he's there at 20, are they willing to pass on him and move back and either hope and pray that he's still there, or they're looking at taking another center like a Zach Frazier or a Jackson Powers Johnson? Dave, what's your take?
Well, it's all on how the draft board plays out, because if things are falling in there and players are going to fall, but what you need for players to fall, you don't want to see quarterbacks falling. You don't want to see edge rushers falling. If you're a Steelers fan, you know, that's not what you want to see. I mean, you want to see players falling from positions that would interest the Steelers.
Right.
Therefore, if the other things are falling, then that might be that it's the time to, well, the people that we want aren't even there. You might want to trade back, or wow, there's just only, this is all that's left. We better do this now, because if we trade back, that's no good. But to me, when Omar Khan said what he said about not wanting to pass up a player in that position, I looked at it as someone who they might not have even expected to be there. I expect a Graham Barton to be there at 20. Then the question is, what else is there along with that it might be worthwhile to trade back? Because it might be, well, they expected Graham Barton at 20, but they didn't expect, the three effing tackles, as I keep saying.
Or even Amarius Mims.
Yeah,
even
Amarius Mims. Something like that. The cornerback from Toledo, or
Quinyon Mitchell.
Mitchell. I mean, next thing you know, the Steelers are sitting there and there's six guys that they didn't think were going to be there at 20. And they're like, okay, now if one really stands out, you take them. But if someone wants you to trade back six spots, that's a whole different story. It really is going to come down to how draft day plays out. And with Omar Khan talking about, you get these deals set up ahead of time, or you have an idea of what it would take, all of that depends on how it falls. Because my goodness, if the Steelers are looking to, let's say the Steelers are looking to trade up to 16, I don't even know who 16 is. If that's realistic, for all I know, it's an AFC North team, and then they can't do it. They're going to trade up to 16 to do something. But that player shockingly goes at 7. Then that deal's not the same as what you look at it. You got to know what they are, but then the players have to be there as well. It's a big ongoing thing.
With Kevin Colbert at the helm, I never really felt like he was a guy that was willing to wheel and deal. He typically just liked to stay put. He did make trades. I'm not going to say that I'm not here to bash Kevin Colbert. He traded up to get Troy Polamalu in 2003. He's traded back. I think he traded back to get Casey Hampton in 2001, I do believe, in the first round. He did make moves, but I feel like with Omar Khan, he is willing to, you brought up the Arizona Cardinals situation. I could totally see him accepting a call, trading back, and then using some of those picks and trading back up to get a guy that maybe they really do value, if it was deemed necessary, in which case we're not really sure how the board is going to fall, but teams are already picking up the phone. They're already talking. These conversations are already happening. even though it's only Monday, this is only going to intensify. And I'm excited. I'm really excited for Thursday. I just, for one of the first times in a long time, Dave, I don't know what direction the Steelers are going to go in. You could always pinpoint like, oh, they're going to go this or this. I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea.
Because honestly, the biggest reason I don't know is because I don't know how this is going to shape up between 1 and 19. That's the biggest thing that I don't know. I felt, you know, if you could get a better feel for what every team was really going to do, but it doesn't work that way. I mean, my goodness, even all these quote-unquote draft experts, how many of them even get 3 out of their first 5 picks right?
Yeah.
Not many. 3 out of the first 5. And that changes everything for the rest of the draft.
It kind of reminds me of the March Madness bracketology when all of a sudden, you know, a one seed gets knocked out in the second round and they're like, my bracket's busted. It would be like if Drake May goes first overall to Chicago. Everyone's like, the mock drafts are gone because Caleb Williams wasn't the overall pick, number one overall pick. And it would talk, everything would get turned up, it's upside down. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's just an example. So folks that are listening, just remember, our source is saying that multiple teams, not just one team, multiple teams have already called and inquired about what it's going to take. Does it mean the Steelers are going to make a move? No. Are they going to have options to move? Absolutely, they're going to. It's whether they want to make that deal or, hey, they might say, screw it, we're moving up. So, yeah, thanks for the offer, but we're going from 20 to 16. We want to leapfrog the Bengals, I believe, at 18. We want to make sure we get a tackle, whatever. They have options. This is going to be fun. This is going to be exciting. Make sure you're staying tuned to SteelCurtainNetwork.com and Steel Curtain Network podcast platform for all the latest Steelers news. Dave, any final thoughts?
Bring it on. I there's so much that could happen. I can't wait for the drama of the moment. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to be sitting here staring at the TV, talking with everybody from SEN that's going to be involved and just taking it all in together. Can't wait for it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys are tuned into all that stuff. Steel Curtain Network, your one-stop shop for Steelers news. Check it out, Dave. In the meantime, until next time, take it easy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.